Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to talk to you today about an interesting topic. Beware of spiritual eclipses. Yeah, everybody's talking about the big eclipse that's going to happen Monday, April 8th, 2024. I want to talk about the concept of spiritual eclipses. Let me give you scripture first. Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So God the Father, creator of light. What an awesome thing, light versus the darkness. So what is a solar eclipse? One happened in 2017, one's happened in 2024. They happen quite common. It's not a biblical prophecy. It's not a supernatural miracle. It's actually a natural occurring happening that God has planned into His creation, like summer, like winter, like fall, like spring, like the sunsets, all of that. What is a solar eclipse? Let's talk about this. Well, it's when the earth and the moon line up perfectly, just right, so that the sun's light is totally blocked from reaching the surface of the earth for a time and in certain places. So the moon blocks the light of the sun. It's about blocking life-giving light to the earth. Now, the Word of God talks about light, and Christ is our light via the Spirit and the Word. We get it. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So this is all about the light of life. This is about Christ. This is about eternal life. So ponder this idea of spiritual eclipses. To have eternal life, you have to be in the light of Christ, just as we need the sunlight on earth so we can have life. And just as the moon blocks the light from the sun, called an eclipse, solar eclipse, blocks it from mankind and us saints, we can have the light of eternal life, the light of Christ, blocked off, cut off from us as well. I'm going to show you in scripture how that can happen. I'm going to show you that people, Satan, unbelief, sin can cut off the light of Christ. Let's go to it. Also, the cares of this life. We'll start with that. Cares of this life can cut off the light of Christ. Luke 21:34-36. And take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day come on you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be counted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. You got to be ready to be in the light of Christ. Don't let the cares of this life sweep you away. How about Satan, our enemy, the roaring lion, seeking whom to devour? He also does this. He can blind men from the light. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. So the gospel is the light. Christ is the light. The word and the truth is the light. The spirit is the light. Satan blinds people, and the light doesn't get through to them. That is a form of a spiritual eclipse. Get it? Blocking the light. How about next? Unbelief. That definitely acts as a spiritual eclipse and blocks the light of Christ. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. See how that spiritual eclipse, that blocking of light because of unbelief, will damn a person's soul. It can also be people that can cause this spiritual eclipse in you, block God's light from you. 2 Timothy 3:5-6. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Talking about false religious people. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. False teachers, deceivers, can steal light. And 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. People that you hang around with can block the light of Christ from you and deceive you. And Mark 4, verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. So thorns can be people. You may be in a false church, and they're choking out the light of Christ. You can be around a bunch of false family, or family that is worldly, or false churchianity. They can choke you out. People can be that spiritual eclipse and choke out the light of Christ in your life. How about sin? Sin can definitely be a spiritual eclipse, probably the biggest one, and block out the light of Christ from you. John 3, 19 through 21. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hate the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I love that verse so much, because it gives us evidence of how the false teachers and churchianity hide in their sin. They won't give an answer because the truth reproves them. We stand in the truth. We love it. We love to shine the light of Christ. They love to hide in the darkness. Their sin keeps them from the light of Christ, that it definitely is a spiritual eclipse. Also this verse, Hebrews 10:26. If we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Sin will darken your ability to see and have the light of Christ. How about your heart? Can your heart act as a spiritual eclipse and block the light of Christ? Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Darkened, not enlightened by the truth of God. They allowed their hearts to be darkened. So your heart can definitely act as a spiritual eclipse. So all of these things matter and are affecting your ability to see light or not. John talks about this, and he talks about why we should be in the light. 1 John 1:6-7. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So no liars will inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation 22 tells us that. We can't be lying, saying we have the light of Christ as we walk in darkness. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that would be walking in the truth, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You see, you got to be in the light to get your sin cleansed. You can't just believe. You can't just say you believe. You can't have lip service Christianity. You can't just be a churchianity goer. You actually have to be living and walking in the light to have your sins washed away. Think about all those things that can block the light of Christ and act like spiritual eclipses to you. Jesus even talked about removing the lampstands of bodies that were in sin. Revelation 2, verse 5. Remember, wherefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. That candlestick represented their light. Christ would come and remove their light. So, I hope that this teaching kind of brings you a warning, saints and seekers, if you're listening. Just as the moon is going to align and block out the light from the sun for a time, so can life, people, Satan, unbelief, your heart, and sin block out the light of Christ, who alone has the ability to save us. Think about that. If we know Christ, we will walk in the light. If we don't walk in the light, we have no hope. And I would encourage you to keep seeking and walking in the light daily. That's via the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. New life born from above by him, through him, of him. Walking in holiness and obedience and enduring. This is how we stay in the light. Doing those things. There is no other way than the light of Christ. And guess what? He is our light today, and he is going to be the eternal light. Check this out. Revelation 21:23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. I love that. He is our Sabbath rest. There's no need for a Friday night to Saturday night Sabbath anymore. Christ is the light thereof. So ponder all of this. Yeah, that solar eclipse is coming. It's an amazing natural event. We couldn't have life without the earth held in place and the moon and the sun that gives us light and warmth. But what about the spiritual eclipse in your light, in your life? What can block out your light? What's blocking it out? Are you holding on to denominational churchianity when you know it's false? That's going to block your light. Sin, false doctrine. Are you holding on to people? Are you holding on to dark areas in your heart? Some people want autonomy in their heart. They want to be in control of their own ways, and it blocks the light. We just separated from some people that their light was blocked because they couldn't face their own shortcomings, their own flesh, their own sin, and they allowed darkness to come in, and they began to walk in less and less light as they went. If they would have repented, that darkness could have been taken away and full light could have been shined. Instead, they turned away from the light and they went into full darkness against God's word, God's truth, and God's people. So ponder all of that. And then I pray that you walk in the light as he is in the light. That's the proof that you are of him. Go test all those scriptures. Go find a lot more scriptures about the light in the word of God. God made the light. Christ is the light. You get it via the gospel. Watch out for all of these things that will bring spiritual eclipses in your life that will block the light. And without light, you do not have life. You have judgment, wrath, and death coming. Love you all. Hope that blessed you. Till next time. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.